Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Welcome to Vampire Hype, Hypeable's podcast for all things vampires. This week, we're going to focus on Vampire Diaries, and joining me today are your hosts, Selena Wilkin.
Hello.
And Sonia Faria.
You completely said my
name
wrong.
I completely said your name wrong. How do you say your last name?
It's Sonia Faria. I knew it when you were trying to say it.
Got it. All right. And I'm Tariq Herzala, so... It's nice to meet you guys. Again, why did I say that? I don't know. We're going to discuss a whole bunch of awesome things on the podcast today, including a new narrated opener by the cast of Vampire Diaries, and a bunch of clips, and just, it's all, so much stuff. So let's just get started.
Mystic Falls. I was born here. This is my home.
And mine.
And mine.
For centuries, supernatural creatures have lived among us.
They are vampires, werewolves, doppelgangers, witches.
And even hybrids.
There are those who protect them.
The sheriff has a vampire for a daughter. And our lovely mayor, a son, who is half vampire, half werewolf.
And those who want them dead.
They're our friends.
Our enemies.
The ones we love.
And the ones we've lost.
Matt, look out!
And then there's me. I'm human. At least I was.
Let's start off with the opener, narrated by the entire cast, as they kind of go through these scenes that we've already seen before, but it's narrated in the characters' voices. What did you guys think of it?
Okay, I really enjoyed it until the end, which, like, I may be nitpicking about this, but the end where, Elena is like, and I'm human. I'm like, no, but you're a doppelganger. You're not human. So that was like the only part that bothered me about the whole thing. But the rest of it, I liked.
I don't know. I feel bad now because you said about nitpicking. But I really did not like it. Like, I never like these really expositional, whatever. These pieces that are so. They're so sing-songy and so set up, and I know it's clearly they need some way of introducing, but it just felt too much like a rhyme. You know, it wasn't like in every generation there is a chosen one. the whole vampire, the whole Buffy thing, to draw in that comparison. I think that this one, it was just, I'm a human, I'm a vampire, I'm a doppelganger, and there are even hybrids or whatever. I thought it was super cheesy, but... I don't actually share that one nitpick about her being a human, though, because even though she's a doppelganger, isn't she technically still a human, just like Bonnie is a witch, but still a human?
Yeah, I thought she was a human who just happened to have, you know, like some sort of magical spell cast upon her family or something, that every couple years one of them looks exactly the same.
Well, when I think of human, I think of, like, Matt, someone who has, like, nothing to do with the supernatural world. So to say that you're, like, human to me is to say, like, you have nothing going on, really. So okay. I guess that's why it bothered me, because it's, like, she's trying to say, like, oh, I'm just a human, but really there is something behind her.
Right.
But really, I guess if you're going to be watching the fourth season of Vampire Diaries, you already know that, so...
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You're supposed to know, like, all of these things already. That's, like, the thing of them saying, we've got this and this and this and this, and we've faced this and this and this and this. It's like, oh, just get on with it.
That's the thing that I hate about reading books, like, new series books, like...
Harry Potter.
Book number two or book number three. The first couple of pages are always, like, recaps. It's like, what happened? Like, I already know what happened. I just read the last two books. And, like, I agree. We already know all this. It's so it's really interesting to have them repeat it for no apparent reason. And, Sonia, I said it, right? Right?
Yes, you did. Good job.
So, if you think that someone who's human is someone who has nothing to do with Supernatural, what do you consider Jeremy? Do you think Jeremy's human still?
That's a good question, because, you know, I would consider him human, but he's not really. But, I mean, I feel like I haven't watched the series since it finished last year. But didn't he get his hearing ghost power because of some spell Bonnie put on him or something?
Didn't he die?
Yeah, he died.
No, it wasn't Alaric. Who was it? He died for someone.
Jenna? I don't remember.
Yeah, I forgot who he died for. But he definitely...
I remember it was in, like, a bar. She did this spell in a bar, but I don't remember what it was for. Sorry for that loud bang.
You're frustrated.
I just, like, pulled on my wire. On my mic wire. My bad.
Yeah, I don't remember either, but I guess it doesn't really matter anyway. I'm sure we're going to get told off in email, so...
So the point of that was saying that he wasn't, like, born with that power. That was what I was...
Right. Oh.
That was the point of what I was trying to get to.
Oh, so you're saying if you're human unless you were born... you're only human if you were born human, right?
I guess so, but then that doesn't really make sense because your vampires are born humans, too. I don't know, just ignore everything that you just said.
No, I just thought it was really interesting.
But you know what I mean, right?
Absolutely.
He started the show as a human, but, like, Elena was always a doppelganger, even though she didn't know it.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Technically, Jeremy's a zombie, so.
That's true.
True.
Okay, and then moving on, let's go on to the scenes that we got to watch pretty early about Elena discovering what happened. It's really interesting because she keeps waking up, apparently. Stefan is like, you've been in and out of it for hours, which explains why she isn't finding this out in the morgue. Because last we saw her, she woke up in the morgue on a slab. But I guess she doesn't remember that in this new scene. But it's really interesting. What do you guys think?
I mean, the whole premise of the first episode, and I know we're going to get into this later, but it falls a bit flat for me because I feel like Elena's entire... the fact that she's so wrought with grief over losing her human life. I mean, it's sad and all, but we know that she's becoming a vampire. I mean, it's no surprise at all to us that that's what's going to happen. So I feel like her sort of struggling and Stefan and everyone sort of struggling to try to reverse what happened and promising her that and all that. I just, to me, it doesn't really feel like it means anything. But that said, I mean, I'm really sad for her because it feels like all the past three seasons have been for, you know, she's gone through all of this to stay alive and it essentially has all been for nothing. She's really depressing, actually.
Yeah, that is actually pretty depressing. Trying to stay away from that whole thing ends up getting you in the end.
I think the first episode's gonna be, honestly, like, kind of boring, and I don't know, like Selena said, I think it's just gonna be kind of flat, because I don't understand the whole point either of what's trying to stop her from changing, because like Damon said, like, it's never happened in the history of vampirism, like, how are they gonna do this? And as fans, we already know that the transition's gonna happen, so we know that Stefan's not gonna succeed, so... what the hell is the point of this episode, basically? It's like,
right.
We know what's going to happen. It's a waste of time. The only thing that I think is going to be interesting to see is to see how the two brothers handle the situation differently. But we're already seeing that from preview, so I'm not sure how much of that's going to, you know, go into the episode.
I mean, I think partly that also our sort of apathy also has to do with the fact that as we have been reading spoilers and posting spoilers and Hyperbole and all of that, so much promotional material has been released over the hiatus for not only the first episode, but also the second and third, that at this point, that's going to be to some extent underwhelming for us. But at the same time, I mean, I remember feeling this way last season when it was Elena's birthday and it was like, you know, it's just whatever. But I remember really loving that first episode. So I'm sure it's going to still wow us, even if we know the outcome of the central sort of conflict.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm still looking forward to it. I don't think it's gonna bore me at all, just because I love seeing those emotional scenes and just seeing how they react to everything. And like the scene between Damon and Stefan, which is the next clip that we saw, was really intense, like them just arguing about how to save Elena and how they can't do it. It's just, it's really interesting. It's kind of like the breakup episode of Glee. Like, you know it's coming, but you still want to watch it anyway.
Yeah.
I don't watch Glee. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, they just broke up a whole bunch of characters you already knew were going to break up anyway. But it was still interesting to watch.
Sure.
Anyway. Alright, so with the news this week, we're going to go over the stuff that we found most interesting. We actually have a lot more news than what we're talking about on the show. So if you want to check out more Vampire Hype, Vampire Diaries news, just go to hypable.com, H-Y-P-A-B-L-E.com, and you'll get a lot more info than just what we're talking about right now. One of the things I really wanted to bring up, just because of what we found out during the announcement, is that Miss Mystic Falls is going to return, and Caroline is still reigning queen, which means, apparently, these past three seasons have all been in 1 year. 365 days of Klaus and originals and hell. What did you guys think when you guys found that out?
If this has all been in a year, like, that's a really shitty life. Like, seriously.
I know!
Think of everything that Elena has been through. If that all happened in a year, I would not want to be her.
I was just thinking the same thing, but I was actually just trying to do the math here, because I kind of assumed that the series had spanned more than 1 year, but I guess this does prove... I wrote the story and I didn't even notice, but you're right. This does kind of prove that the entire events have only been over a year, but, I mean... I don't know. That just seems like an impossibly short amount of time, even for TV standards.
I feel like the first season, the like first episode, I think was like them starting their senior year. But haven't they started another year since then? Like, I feel, am I just making that up in my head that they had another first day of school?
I feel like they did, but again, I have no idea. We should look this up.
Yeah, we really should, because it's really confusing. Because now that you think about it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she did celebrate her 18th birthday. And
we should have done more research before we did this episode.
Well, either way, it's interesting that Miss Mystic Falls just kind of disappears and then comes back. So I guess maybe they just didn't have Mystic Falls because the town has been in utter chaos since the last one.
Elena was 17 at the beginning of season one, so the timeline makes sense. I just looked it up.
Ah, okay, perfect. So does that mean it's been 1 year or two?
One. Because in the season three premiere, it was her 18th birthday, and then later that year, it was Caroline's 18th birthday. So I guess, I don't think that each season is the same amount of time, you know what I mean? Like, the Miss Mystic Falls happened, I don't know anything, but... I mean, it happened at some point during season one, obviously, so the fact that Miss Mystic Falls has happened again at some point during season four, we, like, between two episodes could pass a month, and between another two episodes could pass a day, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly
good.
At least this conversation is going to be fun. For listeners to hear.
I'm totally confused. Wasn't when Stefan was away with Klaus, wasn't that supposed to be for, like, months?
Yeah, that was over the summer. Yeah. That was the summer break, so it's like 2 or 3 months.
I was thinking it was supposed to be, like 6 months or something. Like, they made it seem like a really long time in the show, like...
You know that there's this thing in television called suspension of disbelief? I think that's what we have to do here. Just say that now it's been... Unless Miss Mystic Falls didn't happen 1 year because the mayor died or something. But then again, that doesn't make sense because she was 17 and then she was 18. So, yeah. Years pass differently in Mystic Falls. We shouldn't question it.
Isn't she supposed to be starting college this year, too? So she's going to start off in high school and graduate and then go to college? Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they still have to graduate, and then they go to college. Which is why there's a new professor character coming up.
Yeah. Yes.
Alright, so enough about that, because just like Doctor Who, this time stuff makes my head hurt. So
the Doctor
I'm going to go
there.
Into this. All the stuff we're going to talk about next is kind of spoilery, so if you don't want to listen in, you don't have to. Feel free to leave us now. I don't think we're going to be talking about anything else on the rest of the podcast, though, so we hope you enjoyed what you've heard. And for those of you who are sticking on, let's continue by talking about Anne and Nina discussing vampire sex and who Elena will have it with. Seems like vampire sex is a hot topic amongst all these people. And in an interview, Damon says, or not Damon, I keep, Ian says that it's definitely not Damon that Elena has sex with, but Elena says something kind of contrary, well, that kind of actually thinks, makes you think it's Stefan, but at the same time, we don't know. Let me get the exact quote for you guys.
I think what you meant is that it was Nina said that, oh crap, I don't remember what Nina said, but Ian alluded to the fact that it was Stefan that she has sex with.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it kind of worked out in this whole elimination thing. She goes, it's not going to be Damon, it's all about Stefan. Which is admittedly
that's what
the same
Ian
thing.
Says.
What? No, that's what Dobrik.
Isn't that what Ian says? Ian says that.
Oh, that is what Ian says. Good.
I don't remember what Nina says. Look up what Nina says.
Nina says, unfortunately, I can't tell you who Elena's going to have it with, but she definitely have some, and it's definitely going to be hot and heavy and sexy and fun.
Actually, in the interview, they sort of hinted, I think it was EW, I'm not sure, but they hinted at the fact that Nina seemed surprised that Ian Somerhalder was kind of dismissing that it's not Damon. So she could be, I mean, he could be just kind of leading us on. They could be trying to sort of, but, I mean, the thing about this interview that's interesting is that they don't only say that Elena will have, like, vampire sex or whatever, but they also say that there's a scene coming up that will make you question what can actually be deemed sexual vampire encounter, I guess. So I think what's interesting about that is that that's probably going to be with Damon, and then whoever she actually, because that's been a hot topic since the beginning of the hiatus, whoever she does actually end up doing it with first as a vampire is probably going to be Stefan, or my own personal pick, which is Elijah. But that's
Elijah.
Yeah, it could happen.
No, that's not happening.
Oh,
I'd like to see that confrontation. Oh, you ruined my life. I hate you. Let's have sex.
It's happened before.
Selena is obsessed with the idea of Elena getting with Elijah. It's not it's not happening, Selena. It's just not happening.
Whatever. It's the Vampire Diaries. Anything can happen.
Yeah, I guess if three seasons can be equivalent to a year, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's move off Vampire Diaries sex. Vampire sex, because that's just a little weird to think about, frankly. I just want it to be with Stefan. That's it.
What? Okay, let's just, we're not going to do, like, shipping arguments right now. We can go on all day.
Hey, I'm the only Stefana fan in this whole place, so I got to represent.
Stefana? Is that what they call it?
I don't know. Maybe it's not. This is what I call it.
I think it's Stelena is the official, Stelena is the official term, just if you're going to be in with the shippers.
Oh, okay, if I have to be in the crowd, I'll go Stelena. Yeah, that's what I like. Moving off to talk about Elena's transformation again, we get this juicy little tidbit, according to TV Guide, that Elena might be feeding on Matt because he feels so guilty for turning Elena into a vampire, because Elena asked to save him first, and Stefan saved him, which is exactly what happened to her parents. And so it's kind of interesting. We all thought that maybe she'd have to, like, attack someone, or maybe she might accidentally kill someone when she feeds, but it looks like that's not the case. Now, I guess I'm just curious to see if it's going to be via blood bag, or, like, just maybe him hugging her and then her losing control. Like, do you think she's going to lose control around him because she loves him so much and she can't help herself, or do you think it's going to be willingly?
Right. Well, this is actually where I sort of have a feeling that some kind of tension, it's not necessarily the almost vampire sex that they're referencing in that article, obviously, because Matt's not a vampire, but for all we know about vampires and feeding and all of that, it can be in literature and all that, it can be extremely charged. So my thinking about this is that there's sort of going to be, I mean, I don't think that Matt and Elena are ever going to get together on the show, but I feel like they might throw that relationship, I was going to say shippers, I don't know if there are any shippers, but that relationship a little bone by making, you know, him being like, okay, you know what, she's not going to get saved, she needs to feed, I'm going to make sure that she survives and she's going to feed off him, and it's going to be this really intimate moment between them. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. I think that would be really interesting.
On the one hand, I see what Selena is saying, but on the other hand, I feel like the whole entire show has been Matt being still hung up on Elena. And last season, we kind of saw, like, the writers trying to bring back, like, a little of, like, lingering feelings. Like, he was alluding to the fact that he still loved her, and she was kind of, like, playing with his emotions. So I just don't, I don't know, I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm tired of him still, like, being in the picture when we know that she really doesn't have any, like, real I'm in love with you feelings. Like, maybe she loves him as a friend, and maybe that's why she keeps him kind of, like, on the back burner for some kind of, like, maybe possible relationship. Maybe that's why she's dragging him along. But I guess I'm just tired of seeing that. So if I saw them having, like, a romantic moment of her feeding off of him, I wouldn't really be, like, excited or interested by it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I would kind of think it was just like, oh, well, she's going to be tired of him after she's done eating. Like, does that make sense?
Yes,
I felt like that was a really long babbling.
No, that totally makes sense. And I'm actually, like, a little bit the opposite. I'm kind of, like, really looking forward to seeing this interaction between them, because if I remember correctly, when you're transforming, it's the people that you love the most that are more, the most tempting, I guess, because you're so close to them. And I don't know if this is correct, but pretty sure I remember a scene between Vicky and Jeremy, and she loved him. Maybe not in love with him, I guess, because I don't really think Vicky ever loved anyone, but that's a whole other conversation. But she was really attracted to his blood, because she could hear his heart, because they were so close, because she just cared about him a lot, and I'm thinking maybe that's what's going to happen. Maybe the first time they see each other, or maybe, like, the second or third time that they see each other and she hugs him and it's really exciting for her, and then she goes, oh my god, I can't resist. I don't know. I thought that would be really interesting.
I see what you're saying about that, but Vicky also tried to feed off of Matt. So it's not really like an emotional thing. It's just like if you happen to come in physical contact with a person, then it makes your urges stronger. And aside from that fact, Vicky had been holding off on feeding for a while. So I don't really think it's, like, any emotional thing tied to it. Like, if Elena hugged a random guy on the street, she'd probably want to eat him, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. If it's a to-complete-the-transformation kind of moment, then it probably would be more charged, because she would be more in control. But if it is after she's transformed, I think you're right. I think that's, it would be like with Vicky. But I was going to ask you guys, what do you think about the rumors that, speaking of Matt, about the rumors about him possibly getting together with Rebecca this season? Would you like to see that, or?
I would. I thought that they were kind of cute as a couple, and that one episode, I can't remember what the number was or what the name was, but when he took her as a date to their family's house when she was having that, was it that? She went on a date with him to I swear to God.
Yeah, that was the night that they tainted the wine or the water or whatever for them to all, like, be part of the spell so that she can kill all of her children, essentially.
Yeah. And then wasn't Rebecca planning on killing Matt, but then he was so charming that she decided not to kill him?
Yeah, I specifically remember a scene of the two of them in his truck. So yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, is the truck scene. And then after that, he did, like, a couple nice things for her, and he never expected anything back from her, so she was really, like, surprised by just the fact that he was, like, a nice guy. So I always really liked them together, because she, when she was around him, she wasn't a different person, but she kind of was not putting up a front. So it was almost like you saw the real Rebecca, like, kind of like a bit of her humanity when she was with him. So I don't know if this is true that they're going to get together, because Matt doesn't really seem like his character likes dating vampires. I think he said before that he would never date one. I might be making that up too, but I don't know if he would do it.
Well, you'd have to also put into consideration the fact that Rebecca is also the one that turned Elena into a vampire and almost killed him as well. So I don't know if that's going to turn anything sour between them. Because that...
Well, technically, it's not really Rebecca's fault, if you want it. Like, it's technically Meredith's fault, because she's the one that gave Elena the blood when she didn't know about it.
Oh, this is true. But Rebecca still had evil intentions.
Damon's blood, so it's, like, everyone's fault, basically. But I see what you're saying. Like, Rebecca tried to basically kill him. She must have known that Matt was in the truck. Like, that was Matt's truck, so she had to know that he was in it.
Exactly. And there's also just the whole thing that I may be the only one, but I don't like any of the originals. I don't want them on the show. I don't like them. No, I don't like them dating people. They're all just evil people that don't have enough humanity for me to care for them. And so, like, when you guys are like, oh, maybe she'll go with Elijah, or maybe he'll go with Rebecca, I'm like, no! They all suck!
I think me and Selena both really like Rebecca, don't we?
Yeah, I really like Rebecca. I'm actually really excited this season, because we're going to be... I mean, she's going to have a flashback, and we're going to learn a lot more about her. I really like her.
Yeah, I love her. She's, like, definitely of the originals, she's my favorite character, and she's one of my favorite characters on the show. I would have to say, like, Damon is my favorite character, and Rebecca was probably my second favorite character.
Yeah, she's definitely in my top five.
See, I don't know what it is about the originals, just the fact that they're all so evil, and I don't know why. They tick me off sometimes, because it's always about them. It's always about them making sure they survive, and it's just, which, by the way, quick side note, I don't like how if you kill off one original, you kill off every single vampire that's ever been born off of that original. That storyline's really a little ridiculous.
I like it, because it sort of gives the show an opportunity to eradicate all vampires if they chose to, and they're not gonna, but I like that, because that's one of the most original things that, no pun intended, that the show has ever done, is the prospect that the world could be completely rid of vampires, and I hope that they keep that going, and I think that by making the original stick around, maybe that is actually going to be, because, you know, we've got some vampire hunters coming in and stuff this season, and that could potentially be their ultimate goal, to kill off the vampire race. And I think that for that alone, I like it. But I see what you mean. It does seem a little bit like a neat way to wrap a bow around it all.
Yeah. Sonia, what do you think?
I agree with you. I honestly hate the idea, because, I don't know, I have this thing with, like, writers that make up vampire rules that, like, no one has ever heard of before. Like, it just bothers me. So the fact that it's, like, just some, like, random thing is weird. And then, you know, a second thing to that is, it doesn't really make sense. Why would... If you killed me, my son wouldn't die. Like, it just doesn't make sense. And then I feel like the readers made up this rule purely for the fact so that they had a reason for the originals not to die. Just so, like, Damon and Stefan would be like, oh, well, we can't kill them now because we don't know who they made.
Yeah I guess. So, hold on. Do we know now who is actually the person, the original that is the link to the Salvators? Because I feel like they told us in the finale that it wasn't Klaus. So is that still a mystery?
I think it is still a mystery, unless I can't remember, because it was...
I think it's Elijah, isn't it?
Was it Elijah?
Because we saw who Catherine was made from, and it was one of the brothers, and I think it was Elijah.
No, it wasn't Elijah. Because, you know, remember that episode where they tracked down that person that either had made Catherine or made the person who made Catherine? And then they were going to try to find out who had turned her, but then she'd already died because Cole had killed her.
Yes. I remember that. Yeah, they tried to go, and then they find out that the vampire that Elena came from was dead, so they had to... It was a dead track, so they don't know if it's Elijah or Rebecca. It could be Rebecca.
But I'm thinking, like, in the episode Katarina, where it's a flashback episode, we physically saw her getting changed over. And I remember it was, like, when all the, like, Klaus and his brothers were trying to hunt her down, and one of the brothers was in love with her. And I just, like, can't remember which one it was.
Either way.
No, it was someone else.
Gosh. That storyline is interesting, to say the least. And maybe it's a good reason for them to continue. It is a good reason to continue having the originals on there. So maybe I'll fall in love with them this season. Hopefully. I hope I get on this side of the originals.
Me too.
Who the heck is Trevor?
Rose's friend.
So is that one of the brothers, or did I completely make that up?
No, it's do you remember Rose? It's her friend.
Yeah, I remember Rose. She's dead.
She had a friend called Trevor, who was a vampire. And he turned Catherine. It's all very confusing. But, you
know. Oh, man. That's the thing about awesome shows, though. It's like they go so deep and so they're so complex that you just kind of get confused through all the details. But that's what makes Vampire Diaries so interesting.
You're right.
So to continue our discussion... We're actually going to be discussing the synopsis for episode 3 because Phoebe Tonkin is set to arrive in that episode.
Yay!
And we're really excited because she's one of our favorite characters on Secret Circle. Having her come back to Vampire Diaries is just a dream come true. So I'm going to read out the synopsis for episode 3, which is called The Rager, and we can discuss all the crazy spoilers that get revealed. Connor continues his search to uncover the secrets of Mystic Falls and tries to convince Jeremy to work with him. With Dr. Fell's help, Damon and Klaus question Connor, but the confrontation takes a lethal turn. Trying to keep her new life as normal as possible, Elena is determined to continue her senior year at Mystic Falls High School with support from Matt and Caroline. Rebecca's arrival at school makes it difficult for Elena to control her anger, but she learns that confronting Rebecca can be extremely dangerous. Later, Rebecca realizes how alone she is and reaches out to April. Stefan takes Elena on a thrilling motorcycle ride in an effort to show her that life can still be fun, while Tyler gets a surprise visit from Haley, Phoebe Tonkin, a werewolf who helped him through the ordeal of breaking his sire's. Concerned about Elena as well as his own emotions, Stefan turns to sympathetic Caroline for advice.
Steriline!
Oh, man. Are you a Steriline fan, too?
No. No, I'm really not. I just really like their friendship, because I like Caroline.
That was just a mouthful of words and a whole bunch of spoilers that just came out all in one paragraph. It's crazy. So, just to kind of sum up the spoilers that we get, we find out that Klaus gets his body back, because next to the word Klaus, it says Joseph Morgan. So, it seems like within two episodes, we already deal with that dilemma. We also get the fact that Phoebe is a werewolf. So that's really interesting to learn because we were wondering what kind of character she'd play in Vampire Diaries. But what do you guys think of all the spoilers that turned out in this episode synopsis?
Can someone first tell me who Connor is?
He's a vampire hunter. The vampire hunter that's coming to wreak havoc.
Oh, okay. I was like... I missed something here. So, wait, Klaus and Damon are going to be getting, like, joining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm, like, having a brain fart right now. Like, they're going to be doing stuff together as friends, kind of.
Yeah. I think that goes into play that Connor just... It goes to show how bad Connor is going to be, because it's going to force the originals to work with Stefan and Damon. Because, yeah, as Selena just mentioned in the text chat, Damon does need a new best friend, because all of his best friends either die or, they just die.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is sad. I'm a little disappointed, though, that Klaus is going to regain his body so soon, because I was kind of I mean, I guess it would be kind of hokey if he just stuck around in Tyler's body for a while, but it was sort of a last, like, end of season reveal. So if it's going to get resolved, kind of like Elena's transformation, if that's all going to get resolved in the first episode, which I assume it will, or in the second, probably the second episode, I don't know. I guess they just really want Joseph Morgan on the show.
I mean, I like Joseph Morgan, but that kind of disappoints me, to be honest, because what did we used to call that? Carlos? I'm a shipper for that.
Yeah.
I really like Caroline and Klaus together. So I was kind of excited to see the, chemistry inside of Tyler's body, to see, like, if she would really like him as a person when she didn't know it was him. But if he comes back to his body the second episode, I don't think we're really going to see that. Because the first episode's basically going to be all around Elena, so I don't think we're really going to get to see them together.
I mean, we're going to, this isn't really a spoiler because we saw it in the promo, but we're going to see Klaus get it on with Caroline in Tyler's body. So, I mean, I assume that one of the reasons they put him in Tyler's body is so that Klaus can be with Caroline without Caroline knowing about it, and then after that we're going to have a whole bunch of more drama, which is kind of upsetting because how is Caroline ever going to consider Klaus after this, which is just horrendous. Like, everything else he's done, this kind of, to me, feels like the worst thing he could do to her. But at the same time, I guess it's, I don't know, they just felt like it would be more sort of soapy drama, which it definitely is.
Yeah, I mean, how do you get past that? How do you get past, you know,
exactly,
someone taking over? They're dating, right? Caroline and Tyler?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so how do you get over someone taking over your boyfriend's body and pretending to be someone? And, I would never date someone after they took over my boyfriend's body. I'd be like, no. Are you kidding?
If that ever happened.
Yeah, I mean, if that happens in my life is supernatural. But it's interesting because we also get the mention of April, which we've seen before in your articles, Selena, where you reported that April's a new character who's a love interest for Jeremy. And so maybe. It's really interesting because Rebecca turns to this new character, and it seems a little weird because as far as we know, the love interest isn't going to be any sort of supernatural thing, but Rebecca's just lonely and she needs someone to talk to. But I guess she deserves to be lonely because she killed everyone, almost.
Aww. I don't think that's really that surprising because Jeremy doesn't remember all of the, I don't even know if he was ever told, but I know that Damon, like, erased all of his memories about the, oh my god, the originals. For some reason, I wanted to say the elders. So it makes sense for her to turn to someone who, like, knows nothing about who she really is, you know, all the horrible stuff she's done. She wants someone to just be a friend.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice, actually. Like, one of the things that I love about Rebecca is how, you know, sort of sporadically vulnerable she is. And I feel like her opening up to this character that she probably doesn't know and has never met before, because she feels like she can speak to her. I mean, we don't know why. All we know about April is that she has history with Jeremy and Elena and that she's had a horrible past. So maybe Rebecca simply feels like she's found a kindred spirit because they both lost so much. And I kind of like the fact that she's bonding with a human. It kind of reminds me in a non-relationshipy way of how Anna and Jeremy first bonded, and I really enjoyed seeing them connect that way, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I miss Anna. Makes me sad every time we talk about her.
Me too.
Anna was so adorable.
Yeah, we're gonna digress here for a second.
We keep digressing. Oh, man. But let's turn back to the amount of spoilers that we get. And
well, can I just say that this, like, yes, thrilling motorcycle ride sounds really stupid to me?
Does anyone agree with that? Yes, it does.
Like, if you're a vampire, like, how exciting can a motorcycle ride be?
I don't know. It's like, hey, life can still be fun. Let's go on a motorcycle ride. Yeehaw! Like, I feel like you should take her out to, like, the cabin or, like, a really fun adventure, where, like, you know, you go cliff diving or something, not just, like, on a motorcycle ride.
Do you want to say something, Selena?
It's so Twilight. Yes, I think that this is just way too much like the Jacob Bella scene in the New Moon, and I feel like she's gonna have visions of Damon as she speeds past, and it's gonna be.
Yeah, I mean, like that's exactly what I'm saying. It's just no, shouldn't be in the show. No.
Yeah, I think we should just sum up your opinion as ugh, no.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even need to explain. I just need to make those noises.
So it's interesting. What I really like about this synopsis is that I think my favorite thing about the synopsis is being able to find out who Phoebe Tonkin is going to play, and the fact that she plays a werewolf is really interesting. Let alone the fact that she plays a werewolf who helped Tyler with his sire bond to Klaus, which is interesting because this goes to show that we know that Tyler went off into the woods to do that thing where he turns into a werewolf 1,000 times so he can break the bond. And it goes to show that he's met people along his way. He's met other werewolves. And Haley could possibly not only be the only one that he met. And it's going to be very intriguing to see if he attracts maybe just Haley or maybe any other werewolves in the area because of his sire bond help issue.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. It's going to be great. I mean, I'm not a big werewolf fan. I don't, in vampire stories, I always think that conflict is like, eh. But I'm really looking forward to seeing more of that. Because if Klaus does stick around, then we might as well keep the werewolves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like, do you think he's going to stop with the hybrid plan? Does he have to stop? I can't remember whether or not that completely went away after they destroyed everything he needed, but do you think he's going to try to come up with a new plan to... Because he's still a hybrid himself. Do you think he can still make other hybrids?
Doesn't he need Elena's blood for some reason? Like, isn't that why he wanted her to stay a human? Because I remember him trying to convince Stefan and Damon not to change her because, like, he needed her.
Yeah, yeah, and then he had to stop as soon as Catherine turned into a vampire because Catherine's blood, no matter, didn't count anymore.
Yeah, that's why he wanted Elena to go on and to have, like, a normal life and little babies and make more doppelgangers. But I don't remember the exact process of, like, why he needed her blood. I have no idea.
It was some sort of spell that, I want to say, not her his mother, but someone older than his mother created so that if he ever needed to make a hybrid, he would have to get the blood from one bloodline, and as soon as that bloodline ended, his options would be kaput, I think. It had to be not from the bloodline, but it had to be from the
No.
Yes, please correct us, because this is just fail.
So, when we saw the episode Ordinary People in season we were told that when his mother created vampires to begin with, I was going to correct you and I don't even know. Basically, like, his mother created vampires, and then because as Sonia said in the chat, thank you, she used the doppelganger's blood to make the original doppelganger. So she wasn't a doppelganger, she was just, like, a woman, I assume. And then she used that blood to make the vampires, but then because Klaus's father wasn't the same as the other people's father, he was also a werewolf. Basically, like, the whole point of this was that Klaus needs Elena's blood as the last doppelganger to make hybrids, and now that she is dead, he can make no more hybrids. The end.
Okay. I got it. Gotcha. And this may just be me forgetting things and probably going off track again, because I keep going off track a lot of times in this episode, but Tyler is not a hybrid, correct? No, he is. No, he's not.
He is.
Yes. So Tyler's really the only successful hybrid that he has.
No, he has other ones.
Oh. Yeah, he made a lot.
I just need to shut up, because clearly I get everything wrong.
He had to send them all away because Damon and Stefan did something and made him send them all away. Or did they all die? Actually, Selena, can you correct us here?
I want to say that they all died. Like, every hybrid that he tried making kept dying.
No, I mean, there were others. He figured it out. And there are, but I don't know if they all died or if they are sent away. I feel like this just proves that it's been too long of a hiatus.
Yeah, like, I just remember the last episode I remember seeing that, like, his hybrids in was the episode where they tried to kill Klaus with that big plan, and they switched Elena with Catherine, but then Stefan was compelled, so he killed the dad. And then I don't remember what happened to all of the hybrids.
Maybe the listeners can tell us.
Yeah, for the 100th time, please tell us what we're forgetting.
It goes to show that, first off, the show is so good because there's so many details to remember. I think that's what makes a world so interesting, is having so many different parts and things to interact with. But it also goes to show that we forgot a lot of stuff. And we're really excited about the show to come back next season, next week. It's going to be really, really interesting. And we have just a little bit of listener feedback to get through, because there are actually quite a few of you who wrote in. So let's get started. Selena, do you want to read the first one?
Yes. The first comment is for The Vampire Diaries, and it comes from A Grant 26, who says, "I think that it does look like Caroline and possibly Rebecca in the car." He's speaking about the promo. "Good thinking that they are in the car because they're getting rounded up by the vampire hunters. The more I think about it, there was a promo picture of Rebecca in a cell, so maybe that really is her in the car. Anyway, I agree that I don't like the whole concept of Elena being this whole different person now that she's a vampire. Not to bring in another fandom, but is it possible that a human part of her does have to die, like in Harry Potter? Not that these..." We approve. "Not that these are very relatable, but when Harry dies, he comes back completely himself, but one aspect of him is gone. So when Elena died, a piece of her left that made her physically human, but does not change her personality at a greater level. That's my attempt to wrap my head around that idea. Lastly, I think that eventually Elena's transformation will affect Stefan's feelings for her. He told Lexi way back in season one that when he was around Elena, he completely forgot what he was. Now he does not have that grasp on his humanity because Elena is not reminding him of it. I think it's possible that he could go Ripper again." I really like that final point Agrant made about Stefan's feelings for Elena, because that's kind of what I'm thinking as well. motorcycle rides or not. That's a really good comment. I really like that.
I love the idea of comparing it to Harry Potter, like a Horcrux, like how when you die or when you kill someone, a piece of you leaves. And like, I like that idea. It makes a lot of sense that a piece of her would be gone, but not, like, she's not entirely gone. She's not, you know?
And I mean, I guess her human part of her isn't technically like a Horcrux, but the simile is still there.
Yeah, exactly.
Going along with what that listener was saying, that synopsis that we were just talking about, we didn't mention that at the very bottom it says that he's concerned about his feelings towards Elena. So that could very well be what is going on, that his feelings towards her change now that she's not human anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be really interesting either way. Okay, and then we have another piece of information. This is not a piece of information. We have another piece of listener feedback from Martrell A. Howard that Selena has been correcting the punctuation with.
You caught that.
It's a sickness. I did not mean that as an insult. Did that come off as an insult?
You just like threw Selena under the bus, like.
No, I'm okay with it.
People can hate Bonnie all they want, but I love her. She's a great character. Bonnie embodies the struggle between that's right and what's wrong and peer pressure. She's grown so much since the beginning of the show, but her path has been set for her to cast out and rebel against everyone. I'm hoping that she delves completely into her own strength and power and takes control over her own life. Dark Bonnie is gonna rock. We can say Bonnie and Elena showdown? Or can we say Bonnie and Elena showdown? I can't wait!
Can we?
Exclamation mark, exclamation mark. I agree. I think it's... Bonnie's definitely growing into her own self, and she doesn't really care, you know, about what her friends think, because her friends have all been turned into vampires now, and vampires have ruined her whole life, so she has to kind of be out on her own little rock on her own.
I feel sometimes torn because, I mean, I was saying before that I thought the original twist of the blinds being eradicated was nice because it was different. And I feel sometimes like there's these writers, I have so much respect for them. I think they've done an amazing job, but I think it is difficult to tell this story because it is so similar to a lot of what we've seen before. And like Twilight and Buffy, they are the main two that The Vampire Diaries is like and is a lot like. And it comes to stuff like this, in one sense, it makes perfect sense to turn Bonnie evil. And I think it's true, we do go a little hard on Bonnie, and I feel bad, because it's just because sometimes she comes off as a bit of an archetype, I suppose. But, I mean, yeah, as I said, turning Bonnie evil makes sense at this point in the story, but as Martrell pointed out himself in his comment, it would be Dark Willow and Buffy all over again, especially now that Elena has supernatural powers. And I feel like that's such an unfair thing to say, and a lot of people get annoyed when we make these connections, because The Vampire Diaries, it can't help but take some of the same elements, but I almost wish that they would not turn her dark. I almost feel like I want them to go in a different way, even if that different way is Elena going evil or something. Like, I don't care, just something different, you know what I mean? But still, I mean, if it happens, I'll keep an open mind. I'm sure they're gonna do a really interesting job with it.
Yeah, I love the idea of Elena turning evil. That would be amazing.
Her and Catherine on a team together, that would be so epic.
That would be weird.
Maybe.
I just can't picture Bonnie being dark, because I feel like our whole... Since we, like, first learned that Bonnie was a witch, we've always seen the witches as, like, good beings. We've never really seen a bad witch. And it's supposed to be that whole connection with nature and everything. Is Selena going to correct me? Have we seen a bad witch? I don't know. I just feel like her character is so eternally good. I don't know. I just...
It's interesting. Yes. So with that, it's a wrap for Vampire Hype Episode 4. And we look forward to hearing your guys' feedback and your guys' corrections on what we had said and what we had gotten wrong. Because we were very confused. but please don't hate us, because it's been a while. And next week we'll be back to divulge the first episode of Season 4, which is going to be really exciting. If you want to reach us, you can reach us on Twitter at Vampire Hype. So that's VAMPIREHYPE with the little at sign right before that at Twitter. And then Hypeable.com. Don't forget about that if you don't already know. That's our entertainment site where we provide news for everything Vampire Diaries and more. So that's HYPABLE.com. You can also email us at VampireHype@Hypeable.com. And that's a wrap. I'm Tart.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Sonia.
And we'll see you next week.
Yay! Bye. Bye.
Sonia?
Sonia.
Sonia. I'm sorry.
Maybe we're to assume that... Wait.
Math just sucks. Math sucks. What do you guys think, Selena?
I'm sorry, I was gathering feedback. What did you say?
It's titled Born to be Wild. Connor continues his search to uncover the secrets of Mystic Falls and tries to convince Jeremy to work with him. With Dr. Oh, it's the Rager. Oh, Jesus. Why is it... Sorry, that bold text confused me.
Destroy the originals, but whatever. Basically, I forgot what I was going to say.